Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Historic league championship win. Hundreds of thousands of fans filling the streets. A sea of red cheering the victorious team. Then police say around 6 p.m. as the parade was ending, the driver of the vehicle ploughing into the crowd. People surrounding the vehicle trying to smash the windows and get to the driver.
Police say it's not terrorism, but they have no motive at this time. A 53-year-old man is in custody. Three more of the inmates who escaped from a New Orleans jail earlier this month were recaptured on Monday. That means only two prisoners are still on the loose. A former police chief in rural Arkansas is also on the loose. Grant Hardin broke out of a prison where he'd been serving time for rape and murder. Two killed, nine wounded in a mass shooting in Philadelphia last night. This is ABC News. Ukrainians dealing with another round of Russian attacks, and Russia showing no signs of backing away from that three-year-old conflict. Here's ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge.
Over the weekend, we had one night the largest number of UAVs, drones, one-way attack drones. They have massive warheads attached to them. Most of them are Iranian-made, the Shahids, fired by Russia in a single night. 355 fired in just one night, as well as nine cruise missiles in that same night. And over a three-day period, Russia launched 900 of these attack drones and around 90 ballistic and cruise missiles.
Investors may be in a buying mood after the Memorial Day weekend. Stock futures are sharply higher overnight after President Trump announced that tariff delay for Europe. Traders are also looking ahead to quarterly results from AI chip giant NVIDIA due out tomorrow. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchases are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessareallc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
This Memorial Day, get ready to relax in style because we are giving you 20% off all outdoor furniture, from cozy patio sets to durable dining for the deck. We've got everything you need to make summer great, and it's all 20% off now through Memorial Day. Shop local, save big. A-plus furniture and mattress outlet in Court and Main, now together with entrances on Court Street and Main Street in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
The 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be celebrated this year at Schmidt Farms, located between Sextonville and Gotham. Happening Sunday, June 8th from 7 to 1. For just $5, enjoy a hearty farm breakfast with pancakes, sausage, cheese curds, ice cream, and more. Kids 3 and under eat free, and there's fun for the little ones with the pedal pull starting at 10 a.m. Visitors should park at the Rockwell lot on Peebles Drive in Richland Center and catch a free shuttle to the farm. Easy and convenient for everyone. Start your Sunday the dairy way. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast, the 44th annual at Schmidt Farms, coming up Sunday, June 8th.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it does look a bit unsettled here this week. We've got a weather system swirling away just to our southwest with some light showers. Those could move in here by late this afternoon and this evening and be a little bit damp yet into tomorrow. Rain totals, though, look to be pretty light, like a quarter inch or less through tomorrow evening. Otherwise, mild temperatures will be with us for the week. In fact, getting warmer later in the week with more sunshine. Still a few weak disturbances around, so we can't rule out a stray afternoon shower or thunderstorm. And then the warmest weather yet should come in by the end of the weekend, thanks to the jet stream bulging north into Canada, and we see a warm southwest wind flow across the region. There are signs that we could get a more organized rain by about the early to mid part of next week. Here's your forecast for today. Mostly cloudy, 30% chance of some scattered light showers, especially by midday. High temperature near 71, east wind 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy with areas of light rain, low 51. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered light showers likely with highs in the upper 60s, northeast wind between 5 and 10. On Thursday, partly sunny, spotty light showers possible, low 49, high 73. Heading into Friday, partly sunny and warmer, an isolated afternoon shower or thunderstorm is possible. Low near 51 with a high of 79. Saturday, mixed skies and mild, 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm for the afternoon. Low 51 with a high in the mid-70s. Sunday, lots of sunshine and warm, low 49, high up to 79 degrees. And Monday, warmer yet with mostly sunny skies. Low in the 50s with a high near 82. You have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. We're at 53 degrees. Yesterday it was 73 for a high. Record high 96 in 2018. Record low 33 in 1983. A year ago the high 54, the low 29. Sunset will happen at 8:31 this evening. Sunrise time 5:27 tomorrow. Right now northeast winds are at 2 miles per hour. Barometer is at 30.26. No precipitation today. And again with cloudy conditions, it is 53.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports is next, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience. And also sponsored by the WRCO's Sports Boosters. A look at the busy high school schedule coming up, a recap of a Brewer win as well.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Here is a look at local sports. It's a big day for the WIAA tournaments. Today in softball, Ithaca will be hosting Lafarge, DeSoto at Seneca, and Hillsboro hosts Kickapoo. Oneewoc Center will be at Brookwood, New Lisbon at Pepin Alma, and Cochrane Fountain City travels to Royal. Girls softball elsewhere today in the opening round of the tournament for some, second games for others. Riverdale is at Mineral Point. Fenimore hosts Wisconsin Heights. Argyle Blackhawks is at Iowa Grant, Darlington at Cuba City, and Bangor travels to Oliva Strum. In Division III action, Westby is at Dodgeville. That game gets underway at 6 o'clock tonight. Also this evening, it will be Viroqua at Prairie du Chien, Aquinas at GET, and number 5 seed Lancaster plays at number 4 seeded Richland Center. That's a 5 o'clock first pitch time in that regional semifinal contest. Winner of tonight's games will play on Thursday night. And in girls softball tonight in Division II, Reedsburg will be at Portage and La Crosse Logan will be at Mount Horeb. Wisconsin Dells plays at Madison Edgewood, Abundant Life Christian St. Ambrose, and Platteville plays at West Salem in tournament softball this evening. The WIAA golf tournaments will be held at various locations across the state today. Prairie du Chien Country Club hosts a WIAA Division II meet, and that will include Richland Center and River Valley from our area. WIAA track and field today. Good luck to all the area athletes. It will be Richland Center and River Valley, and likewise size schools going to Platteville High School today. Activities begin at 4 p.m. at the Platteville Complex. Also today, the Ridge and Valley and several schools from the small school divisions will be headed to Kickapoo. Riverdale will be there today as well. The Kickapoo Lafarge meet gets underway. Gates open at 3:30, and the field events begin at 3:30. Running events at 5 at Kickapoo today. It's also regular season baseball. Games going on include Dodgeville at Richland Center. That's a makeup game from last week. JV and varsity action getting underway at 5. Also tonight, Richland Center is going to be a busy place at the high school. Platteville-Lancaster plays soccer on the pitch at Richland Center High School. And it will be River Valley hosting Prairie du Chien in a makeup game this afternoon at 5 in area baseball. And the Riverdale Chieftains stay busy as they will take on Mineral Point at 3:30, and Cuba City later at approximately 5:30 at Pickering Park in Muscadet as they wrap up the regular season in the SWAL. The Ithaca baseball team preparing for its first game in the tournament with Waniwaka on Thursday. They had a good tune-up over the weekend when they defeated Barneveld by a score of 8-7. Houston Garcia pitched 4 innings for the Bulldogs. Devin Iman an inning and Sammy Clary 2 innings, totaling 7, and Ithaca getting the win, out-hitting Barneveld 12-5. And the leading hitters for the Bulldogs with 2 hits each, Houston Garcia Bolin, Sammy Clary, Cody Burns, and Channing Brown all had a couple of hits, leading to Ithaca's total of 12 on the day. And speaking of baseball, home talent baseball yesterday. The Muscadet Mudcats improved to 1-1 on the young season when they picked up a 10-1 home talent league win at Ridgeway Memorial Day. Alex Meister pitched a complete game with 11 strikeouts. He only gave up 4 hits on his way to the pitching win. Mason Atkins had 2 home runs, and Matthew Cartwright added 1 home run for Muscadet in the win yesterday. Dodgeville was a victor, 8-0 over Argyle. In other action, Scholesburg-Benton beat Hollandale 4-1, Verona 3-2 over Belleville in 12 innings, Wyota 12, Blanchardville 4, Arena over Pine Bluff Mount Horeb 3-2 as well in HTL action. Richland Center Church League is scheduled to get underway tonight at Crosscut Park. The May 27th schedule on the East Diamond at 7. The Mission plays Church of the Nazarene with the Knights of Columbus umpiring at 8:15. Knights of Columbus plays Richland Baptist Temple 2 with the Nazarenes umpiring. On the West Diamond at 7, St. Mary's plays Grace Community. Boscobel Assembly of God will umpire. And at 8:15, Richland Baptist Temple 1 takes on Boscobel Assembly of God. St. Mary's will umpire. Free Methodist will have a bye. For more information on Church League softball, you can always check out rcchurchleague.com and note that last week's rainout games will be made up later this year on July 29th. They will follow the regularly scheduled games for tonight, May 27th. Jackson Cherio's home run on the game's first pitch meant the Brewers never trailed in Monday's 3-2 win over the Red Sox. D.L. Hall made his first appearance after coming off the injured list with a victory in relief. He pitched out of a pair of jams. Trevor Miguel worked hard for his 10th save by escaping a bases-loaded situation in the 9th inning. Getting off of that first home run by Cherio is a big key. Here's manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it always sets a tone when you come out ready, and the first hitter that you have kind of makes a statement. That was especially against a great pitcher. That kid is really, really good. I remember seeing him last year. I think we saw him right early, and he shoved on us, but he was really, really good. Up to his 100th pitch, you know, he was good.
Trevor Miguel talked about pitching on Memorial Day in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this stadium gets rocking when there's, you know, a bunch of people in it, and definitely felt that today. So, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed pitching here in Milwaukee, and, you know, thank you for the fans for coming out today.
Aaron Civale scheduled to start the second game of the series coming up tonight. Well, the Cubs are winners against Colorado 3-1, Arizona 3, and Pittsburgh nothing. San Diego 4-3 over Miami. In the American League, Toronto 2, Texas 1, Tampa Bay 7-2 over Minnesota, the Yankees 5, and the Angels 1. Interleague play, Detroit 3, San Francisco 1, Baltimore 5-2 over St. Louis. Cincinnati got the win against Kansas City 7-4. The Mets 2, the White Sox 1, Dodgers 7-2 over Cleveland. From the NBA playoffs, Oklahoma City 128 and Minnesota 126. NBA teams are putting together their trade prospects for the Bucks, but following last week's meeting, superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo did not demand a trade. The two-time MVP is keeping teams from making other offseason moves now. NBA insiders say Giannis is still undecided about his future home. A report in HoopsWire says the 6'11 athlete is intrigued about playing in an NBA city where there is no state income tax. That would be Miami and Orlando in Florida, Memphis in Tennessee, Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio in Texas. Former Wisconsin Badger Nigel Hayes-Davis may be getting some looks from the NBA after leading his team to the EuroLeague Championship. Hayes-Davis scored 23 points and took down 9 rebounds as Istanbul defeated Monaco 81-70. He was named the series most valuable player. Hayes-Davis also led another team to the Turkey League Championship last season. He made first team All-Big Ten while playing for the Badgers in 2016. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
At Napa Auto and Truck Parts, buy the Milwaukee M18 Fuel String Trimmer with Quick Lock Kit for just $349 and receive one free Quick Lock attachment of your choice. Select from the M18 Edger, Brush Cutter, or Articulating Hedge Trimmer attachment. Tackle every job with Milwaukee's trusted power and precision. Stop by Napa in Richland Center or Basket Bell and take advantage of this unbeatable offer while supplies last.
Baseball playoff brackets are out, plus the state softball hits record goes down. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. This will be an incredibly busy week of high school postseason action, with Tuesday night alone featuring track and field regionals, boys tennis subsectionals, boys and girls lacrosse regional play, and the continuation of softball regional action. All of those will continue with additional postseason play Thursday and or Friday. The high school baseball season is winding down also, and the WIAA has now released the playoff brackets for all the divisions, featuring the seeds and matchups for every team. In softball action last week, Reedsburg senior Kylie Molitor broke the state record for most hits in a career, surpassing the old record of 204. She'll attend Wisconsin to play for the Badgers softball team next year. Speaking of Reedsburg, the Beavers baseball team secured an outright Badger small conference title with a pair of wins over McFarland last week, the third straight year they've won a league championship. The Oak Creek baseball team had quite the week. On Thursday, Ryan Buchta struck out 13 in a 7-inning perfect game against Kenosha Bradford, the first in school history. A day later, head coach Scott Holler recorded his 500th career victory leading the Knights. Oak Creek sits atop the Southeast Conference standings with three huge games this week against Kenosha Tremper, who is just a game behind. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby. The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
55 at WRCO, FM 100.9 in Richland Center on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Time now for a vintage Paul Harvey program. The rest of the story.
Sir Charles Bunbury was horse crazy. I mean, he loved horses. Loved racing horses. He was married to one of the most beautiful women in England, but she ran off with another man, protesting that Sir Charles cared more for his horses than for her. And it must have been true, for Sir Charles never remarried. He devoted the rest of his life wholeheartedly to horse racing. And if there was anyone in the world who loved horses more passionately than Sir Charles, it was his friend Edward. Edward would drop anything, go anywhere, for the privilege of seeing a handsome new horse or watching horses compete on a racetrack. What you're about to hear happened in the year 1799 on a splendid sprawling estate called The Oaks. Fashionable and full of fun, horse lover Edward rented the Oaks country house each year for his famous Epsom Week parties. Now, actually, parties could be considered euphemistic in this context, for Edward kept his servants and his chefs on duty around the clock to accommodate the slightest whim of his week-long guests. There was dancing and gaming and cockfighting in the drawing room, mind you, but mostly there was horse racing. Each and every afternoon all through the week, there would be heat racing, 4 to 6 miles a race, primarily using older horses. And, of course, as Edward presided over the festivities, not far from his side was his friend and fellow horse lover, Sir Charles. But then one evening, while celebrating the triumph of one of Edward's horses, the two men started talking, and they came up with the idea of a mile-long race for three-year-old colts and fillies, an ideal race to be run the following year at Epsom Downs. There had been a recent trend toward shorter races called dashes, and such a race as Edward and Sir Charles conceived had a very good sound to it. The problem was that neither could remember whose idea it was first. Neither man could recall which of them had truly sparked this innovative idea. Somebody deserved the credit, but who of the two? Well, certainly from the perspective of 200 years hence, the relevance of that consideration seems insignificant. Yet to Edward and his friend, Sir Charles Bunbury, it did matter. It mattered greatly who had godfathered this fledgling one-mile race. In the first place, the event would be named for one of them. But how to decide which? Well, Charlie and Eddie did the only thing they could do under the circumstances. They flipped a coin. They couldn't decide whose idea it was in the first place. They couldn't decide after whom the race should be named, so they flipped a coin. And I can't tell you whether it landed heads or tails. All we know for sure is that Edward won the toss. And thus a one-mile horse race, eventually extended to a mile and a half, was to bear his name. And to this day it does indeed bear his name. As indeed does its American counterpart. It was nothing ponderous. It was simply the flip of a coin that made the difference. For had Sir Charles won the toss, we would call it the Kentucky Bunbury. But the man who won was Edward the 12th Earl of Derby, which most of us U.S. pronounce Derby. So now you know the origin of the Kentucky Derby. And the rest of the story.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our Classic Tractor Consignment Auction Friday, June 20th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We expect a nice lineup of collector tractors, including Internationals, Farmalls, John Deere's, Alice Chalmers, and tons more. We'll also have antique implements, tools, and tons of Ford memorabilia. We're taking consignments. Get your classic tractors and implements down to Muscadet today. Wilkinson Auctions Classic Tractor Consignment Auction Friday, June 20th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
The state budget is a statement of our values, and Wisconsinites are people who value their neighbors. Wisconsin has not yet accepted Medicaid expansion, which is called Badger Care. Accepting the expansion would allow 90,000 more of our neighbors to access affordable health care. The governor is asking for Badger Care expansion in this budget. Not accepting it has meant that $2 billion of our federal taxes are not being returned to the state. It makes no sense. Contact the chair, Senator Markline, and the vice chair, Representative Tony Kurtz of the Joint Finance Committee, and tell them they need to include Badger Care expansion in the state budget. The health of our neighbors should not be sacrificed because some of our representatives have their values in the wrong place. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them, we are Wisconsin nice, and we expect them to uphold our values. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
Beep, beep. Time for a Town Taxi Triple Play, commercial free. Ask how you can sponsor our free ride fund today at 647-3114.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the counter line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boot scoot boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses.
Back.
maybe one day we can make it a thing. Test time and grow together, rocking our chairs and talk about the weather. Yeah, so bring it on in for that angel kiss. Put that feel good on my lips. Cause you're the one I want, you're the one I need. Baby, if I was a king, you would be my queen. You're the rock in my roll, you're good for my soul.
Hey, it's Tony with Town Taxi. Mr. Beep Beep? Yep, that's me. You need a ride? We've got you covered. As Richland Center's only locally owned and operated taxi service, we go the extra mile for a smile. Literally. Whether it's a quick in-town trip, a ride to Ithaca, Boaz, or Gotham, or even a trip to the airport, we're here for you. And thanks to our free ride fund sponsored by the Salvation Army, we offer free local healthcare transportation to those in need. Doctor's visits, pharmacy runs, we'll get you there. At Town Taxi, we treat you like people, not packages. Call 608-647-3114 today, because getting stuck in transit is no fun.
The Town Taxi Triple Play today on the subject of boots. Get your boots on. Right now, 55 at WRCO, headed towards 71. A 30% chance of a few light showers. Could be in line for a little bit of light rain, at least the first band this morning, and then we'll see how it goes today. They're not predicting a lot, but we could be in line for some. On the 27th of May, it happens to be the birthday of Phyllis Pauls. Happy birthday from Sue and Donna today. We hope you have a very nice, memorable birthday, Phyllis.
This old town and a bar I find open, I close it down. That 2 a.m. last call, man, I'd answer. I'd burn that candle at both ends till it met in the middle, just smoldering. I was searching for something, didn't even know what I was after. Then God made a woman for a man, didn't have much going, but his life began when she took his hand. The sky turned blue, the clouds parted, light shined on a lonely home. God made a woman. Never gave him a reason to bless me at all, and I still can't believe that an angel would fall for a guy like me. Guess he sees who needs saving. Every night I hit my knees again, thanking the Lord she's a lot like him. She loves me with a grace that's truly amazing. Yeah, God made a woman fall for a man. Life began when she took his hand. The sky turned blue, the clouds parted, light shined on a lonely heart. When God made a woman, he made the moon, he made the sun, but to me, the best thing he's ever done. God made a life began when she took his hand. The sky turned blue, the clouds parted, light shined on a lonely heart. When God made a woman, God made a woman. Yeah, yeah, God made a woman.
Today, we don't say goodbye. We say thank you. To every fallen hero, your legacy endures. A heartfelt thank you from Muscadet American Legion Auxiliary Post 85 and the Shoebox, standing with our heroes.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Certain satisfaction when you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Barroquois.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Trivia time. Today, it can net you a great prize, a delicious pizza given to us by Muscadet Mini Mart. We'll mail it to you. Not the pizza. No, but anyway, you can go pick it up. Good stuff. And here is the question for today. It's a musical question. Name the country artist. Pozo Seco Singers, Gentle Giant, Eric Clapton, and Vocalist of the Year. Yeah, all right. Pozo Seco Singers, Gentle Giant, Eric Clapton, and Vocalist of the Year. 608-647-4155. Here's Miranda Lambert.
Thank you.
There we go. Miranda Lambert and Wranglers, and we have a winner. Congratulations, Donnie Collins down Boscobel Way. He knew the right answer to our trivia question. Pozo Seco Singers, Gentle Giant, Eric Clapton, and Vocalist of the Year. In fact, that year was 1978. None other than Mr. Don Williams, who was born in this date in 1939, elected to the Country Music Hall of Fame in the year 2000. He just had a ton of hits and records during that time. Eric Clapton was a fan and actually covered his song Tulsa Time, and a live version made the top 40 charts. Also, he was known, that was his nickname, the Gentle Giant. He'd just get up and sing his song. Started out with a folk group called the Pozo Seco Singers. And let's see if we have, do we have a snippet of them? I can play that for you back when Don Williams was an unknown and leading the group. Play a little bit of it.
When the world was on my shoulders and all hope for tomorrow was gone, you touched my hand and baby, you made me see there's a future for me.
Pozo Seco Singers, led by Don Williams. You can certainly tell that it is him back in that cut from the 1960s, but he became a household name in the 70s. His cover song of this song back in the day.
I've held it all in words. Lord knows I've tried. It's an awful awakening in a country boy's life. To look in the mirror in total surprise at the hair on your shoulders and the age in your eyes. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Gentleman's wife. Well, I measure people don't understand the pleasure when I was 14. Now I'm crowd 30, still wearing jeans. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Should have made you.
big hit for Don Williams, later covered by, Waylon Jennings, recorded about the same year. But it came out on a Waylon Jennings Greatest Hits album about 5 years later and was a hit all over again. Also recorded by Billy Joe Royal back in those days. Chris Stapleton covered that song in tribute to Don Williams in a 2017 album called Gentle Giants, The Songs of Don Williams. Don Williams was born on this day back in 1939. So there you go. A little trivia for you. Sponsored by Muscadet Mini Mart.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens. And we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers. But we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby. The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
E.T. Foods and the Bag Center have received a new shipment of farm plastics, now available at the Bag Center. Call for pricing and availability. At E.T. Foods, check out the great deals on select Del Monte vegetables, available by the can or by the case. A 12-count case is just $8. Also featuring Bacalars at $4.50 and Nathan's Beef Franks only $2.50 for an 11-ounce pack. Find them 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. That's E.T. Foods and the Bag Center, serving the community with quality and value.
Thank you for joining us today on WRCO Radio. Still at a chance of rain today. A little rain on my little pansies. That might be good. Looks like maybe a little bit today, maybe more tonight. We're headed toward a high of 71. Hopefully we get all of our baseball, softball, soccer, track, golf all in today.
This town ain't small, it's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's Triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the right field wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as can be. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pen as much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats. Call it a win, go off to toast the boys again. That local band is back in town.
what's his name? And one more building rises tall, and suddenly we're all grown up, and this old town's not quite so small. But I'll always miss the middle-sized town in the middle of the Middle West, with no name pictures, local bands, and mustard and relish and all the rest. We like our beer fat as can be. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pennies much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing.
Joe Diffie on WRCO Radio. We're going to talk about an upcoming event here in Richland Center tomorrow. Talk to City Utilities and some other topics coming up during the morning show. Phil Neese and happy trails until we talk again later here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The news at 9 is next. It is sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It is 56 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, a former police chief from Arkansas, still on the run. He broke out of a prison over the weekend and is considered extremely dangerous. Grant Hardin was serving time for rape and murder. Two of the 10 jail inmates who escaped from a New Orleans facility are still on the run. Three of them were caught last night. After surging in March to their highest levels since the summer of 2020, durable goods orders have slipped significantly.
The Census Bureau's report on orders of durable goods is considered a solid indicator of manufacturing activity and investor confidence. The figure soared more than 7.5% in March to $316 billion as buyers rushed to beat price increases expected to come with new tariffs. Last month,